This is KUT. The film and TV industry in Texas, at least as we've come to know it, is on the ropes. Last week, the state legislature cut all funding for the Texas Moving Image Incentive Program from the state budget. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the program may have a second act.
Last week, the state Senate invited a big Hollywood star to the Capitol, whose legend seems to have only grown since shooting his TV show, Walker, Texas Ranger, around the Dallas area.
The question is on the adoption of the resolution for Chuck Norris. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The resolution is adopted. Chuck Norris, honorary Texan, April 4th.
That's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick honoring Chuck Norris for his role in promoting the image of the state on the small screen. But just a few days later, across the hall, House lawmakers took the roughly $10 million the Senate set aside for film incentives, shifting it to the state's women's health program. 12 years after getting into the film incentives race, Texas looks like it is bowing out. Not even an appearance by the most famous Texas Ranger could save them.
Well, the Chuck Norris you were hoping for isn't a person, Jimmy. It's a persona. And I thought a down-to-earth guy like you would see that and like me for who I am, but I guess I was wrong.
And so, with 6 weeks to go in the legislative session, film, TV, commercial, and video game producers in the state are going from a rebate program that once had $95 million available for their projects to one with nothing.
We've used that program to hire up. I think we're at 260 employees here now.
Gus Cirola is a co-founder of Austin production house Rooster Teeth. He says a frequent knock on the incentives is that the jobs created are temporary, which isn't the case with his company.
I make the analogy a lot to the old Hollywood studio system where actors and writers and everyone worked for the studio. And, you know, that's what we do. We have all of our actors, all of our writers. Everyone works for us full time.
After shooting a season in Lockhart, the HBO show The Leftovers left over the lack of incentives after legislators cut them by 60% in 2015. Lockhart Mayor Lou White said his town felt the loss.
You know, I want to say $500,000. If you ask me for a figure off the top of my head, I'd say in that range.
But like any good hero or villain, the film incentives aren't dead yet.
This has happened to us in the past. So not to say that we are prepared for it by any means to get zeroed out, but we have come back from similar situations and have had funding for our programs.
Mindy Raymond is executive director with the Texas Motion Picture Alliance. She thinks some funding may find its way back into the budget before the end of this incentive story.
We've got 6 weeks. We've got a lot of work until then, so we will have a second act.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you, 'cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.